Which mic are you on? Hold on, mic three.
You want me two?
Mic two? Yeah. That works. Telephone. Right, let's do it. Hello, Nan. Bet she's putting her lippy on.
Hello.
Hello, Nan.
Hello, sweetheart.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in the studio now. Say hello to Joe.
Hi, Nana Pat.
who says that?
That's Joe.
That's who?
It's Joe.
John? Oh, John's up there, is he?
No. Joe, Nan, the lady who does my show with me, funnily enough.
Oh, I thought you said John.
Oh, that's right. So you all right to do this Coronation Street thing for us then, Nan?
Yeah.
Right in. So
you saw Coronation Street last night. First of all, tell us what you thought of it. It was a good one, wasn't it?
Yes. Well, they were all in the pub discussing being sacked and didn't like it at all, naturally. Mm-hmm. And anyway, then the girl who's pregnant, I can't remember.
What's her name?
I can't remember what her name is. Eileen's sister.
That's it.
And the chappie that's gay, they were walking along afterwards and they were ratting on about how terrible it is and what he was doing. And they wanted, they saw the factory lights were on. So they decide, the gay fella didn't really want to go in, but of course the other lady, I can't remember her name, she pushed him and they went in and found he was lying dead in a pool of blood.
Oh.
And Sally was kneeling beside him with her hands covered in blood.
Now, Nana Pat, it's too obvious to be Sally, isn't it?
Yes, definitely.
So who is in the frame? Who do we think it is?
Well, there's so many, isn't there?
I know,
pretty well
all
the street one would kill him. I mean, at the moment, it looks very much like Peter, but I don't think it'll be him either.
Peter Barlow?
Yeah.
Mm.
The thing is, I say this about Peter. Would he even remember because he was so smashed?
No, because he was so drunk.
He was, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was so drunk.
So come on, Nan, who is it then? Who are we saying's done it, Nan? I want you to pin a suspect.
Yeah, and why?
I'm wondering about his mother.
Oh.
Because he's really upset his mother, hasn't he?
Well, you are a mother and a nana. Would you go to these lengths?
Well, I mean, it depends what sort of you like. She's so angry, isn't she? And she knew what he was doing.
Right.
So you watch it, Sparky.
I will watch it from now on.
This is an interesting turn of event. I don't think anybody's mentioned Frank's mum doing it.
Well, it was, I think, at the beginning of last night, I think. I'm not quite sure, the night before. And he's turned her out. He's told her to go. And, of course, she's absolutely furious as well. So, and she stormed out. So, and he told her she had to be out by the time he got home.
Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
Exactly.
And she has got kitchen knives and all sorts.
I mean, she knew what he was doing. She knew he was carrying on with this other woman. So.
Oh, he's a wrong'un, isn't he, Nana
Pat? Oh, he is.
He's a wrong'un.
I could really beat him.
Nan.
Nana Pat's in the frame. Nana Pat's in the frame. Listen, lovely to talk to you.
Yes, and you, Joe.
And we shall see how it unfolds.
Yes, we certainly will.
All right, lots of love.
And to you.
Cheers, Nan. Enjoy your
bye, darling.
Enjoy your afternoon out, Nan.
I will.
All right, see you later.
Bye-bye, love.
Thanks for doing that. Bye-bye.